This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden Creston. The Spotlight is on now. A global playwriting competition based in Orlando is calling for new works written in Spanish. Open Scene is the arts organization behind the competition, called Escena Abierta, or Open Scene in Spanish, and it's accepting submissions until May 31st. Mariela Saad with Open Scene says the group, which operates out of the Art and History Museums of Maitland, specializes in producing and performing arts and cultural experiences from around the world. She says the Spanish language playwriting competition is a part of Open Scene's multicultural mission.
It's the place where you're going to connect with other cultures and with people from all over to have the most amazing and unexpected experiences in the city. We are a Latin woman-led organization that curates and produces multicultural content to connect communities through the arts.
First, I would like to talk about the playwright competition. This is the sixth year it's gone on, and it is now a global playwright competition. Tell me what you're looking for exactly.
We are looking for voices that are different, that present unexpected ideas and perspectives. It's very interesting to see how from year to year, the voices change. Like, for instance, last year, we started paying more attention to being more specific in collecting data, how many of the playwrights were female voices, which were the themes that they most talked about, that they explored. And this tells you that as time goes by, there's like a different preoccupation that these creative minds wanna explore more in depth. I think that's very interesting to see what are like the things that are like igniting something in these playwrights, even though they are in different countries, different cities. There's many people talking about similar things.
There's sort of a cultural trend that people are aware of creatively, and the topics trend globally.
Yes. The reason might be how social media somehow like connects us all through this invisible thread to same like issues or visions, maybe. I think that's very, very interesting.
Very interesting. And that does sound like a solid theory. Can you comment broadly on the topics that seem to be concerning creative minds this year?
For this year, the independent jury has not received any of the plays yet. We have to wait until the date is closed for everyone to send their playwrights. After that, we will start downloading all the data and checking everything. But I can give you an example. Like last year, it was very common to receive plays that would follow mise en abyme, like a way of writing in which like you write a play within a play. And that was very interesting that most of the plays were writing about a play. That was very interesting to see.
Oh, so not just a topic, but a method of communicating.
Of communicating, yes.
Wow, that's very interesting.
If we want to talk about themes, some of the plays would talk about dictatorship. And we had like a whole bunch that would talk about gender violence. But mostly we will receive many plays that would talk about like governmental systems, war and dictatorships. Another was mental health or loneliness, like how lonely like some of the characters were, and they would present mental health issues.
Let's talk about this particular playwright competition being in Spanish. Talk to me a little bit about Spanish language playwriting and why that's important.
Because it's part of who we are, right? Like we are a very diverse country. We are multicultural. And that's one of the things that make us great. When I have the opportunity to talk to people from other countries that come and visit, one of the things that they are amazed by is by how diverse we are here in the United States. So I think it's very, very important to be proud of who we are. We have like a very important, very significant Hispanic community. Spanish is part of our core, right? If you see many of our cities have names in Spanish, even our own state, right? Florida, we say, but that's Spanish. I think like more and more our goal as an organization is to protect and highlight multiculturalism that makes us very unique and rich.
I noticed in the rules for your playwriting competition, it specifically points out that the works must be completely unpublished, brand new, never even read anywhere, undiscovered works. Tell me about the emphasis on that.
Yes, it's about getting these new ideas that people might have been, you know, reluctant to share, or they have not considered like entering in other contests, right? One of the nice things about dramatic reading, which is like one of the things that we do with the winning plays. Dramatic readings are done so the writer can understand more in depth how what they wrote works. And this is like a great way to support and help these creatives further develop these ideas. And by these works being unique and not having participated in previous contests gives us additional sense of pride. And because, you know, we discovered this for the first time and we're the ones putting that out there for the world like to enjoy.
You mentioned before that you also produce an annual festival. Please tell me what that is and what it entails.
Yes, our International Performing Arts Festival has been produced for the last 6 years. This is our 6th year anniversary. So what we offer with our festival is a lineup of multicultural experiences that connect our city, our communities with global content, with international content. We had very, very successful experiences, performances. 2 years ago, we had like a show called Odd Man Out, which was Pitch Black Theater. This Pitch Black Theater is an idea that was developed by a group of Latin creatives in Argentina. And it was a theater conceived for the blind. And for people that has full vision, but it was a way to connect and to make you aware and more empathic and sensible to what it is to be sight impaired. Another one, last year we brought a group from France. The show was called Souvenirs, and it was a very unique and original proposal that this show was a mix between contemporary dance and video and shadows. So it was very artistic and very unique. And although some of the text of this performance were in French, that didn't prevent people from enjoying it and connecting with the beauty and the aesthetics of the performance. Through our Performing Arts Festival, our goal is to connect communities through the arts, to connect them to different perspectives, experiences, voices. So when you come to Open Scene, you are going to experience the world in the city. You might hear from Hispanic artists. You might hear from Middle Eastern artists. You might hear from American artists. Like, you're going to explore all this universe. It's a constellation of experiences that we bring. And in the end, it's just to help people realize or guide people into realizing that what connects us is our humanity. It's not much about what language we speak or how we look or what color we are. In the end, what connects us is our humanity. And it just ends up being like a huge party and a huge celebration of creativity and global voices.
That was Mariela Saad with the Open Scene Arts Organization. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight.